For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Goodness, broadcasting these, or I should say taping these, it's just like every day goes, and I'm trying so much to grasp everything I can in each day because it just seems like March is flying by. So I hope you're doing that. Hope you're extracting the beauty and the grace and the blessing and the generosity from God of having another new day. I pray you're doing that. I don't know if it's that we have to, you know, go through some things to wake up and recognize, wow, today is a blessing. I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is. I know in my life I've had to get so desperate. And I'm saying that word because some of our listeners might be like, desperate? What do you mean? You know, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. What that means is who recognizes his poverty in spirit, that he needs God. And I can remember at times, plural, where I just will bow my head and I'll say, God, I'm so desperate for you. God, if you don't, not just if you don't come through, you know, for my needs, but for him. You know, I'll bow my head and go, God, I live and move and have my being. I breathe in you, live in you, you and me, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that's desperation. But I love in the Beatitudes when Jesus said, blessed are you then, man, if you recognize that need of needing him. And really that kind of goes in line with, I never thought about it, but it's just hitting me right now. It goes in line with this whole teaching out of Jeremiah. It's two ways of lives contrasted. The cursed life, only relying on self. Jeremiah 17 is where I am, verses 5 through 8. Versus the blessed life. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, verse 7, whose confidence is in him. He'll be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. Are you doing that? Actively sending out your roots to go toward the stream of life, of the life-giving water of God. Didn't Jesus say, come and drink freely? He who thirsts, drink of him. Look at this. It does not fear when heat comes. I have something I'm going to say about that. Hopefully I'll get to that today. Its leaves are always green. You're always producing the fruit of the Spirit. Even when it's hot out, even when the pressures of life are bearing down upon you. Well, how do you do that? Man, you've been planted. You've been rooted in Christ. Your shoots, your roots are always going toward the river, the water flow. It has no worries in a year of drought. Are you going through some dry times? The heat's just on you. Someone says, no worries. Well, in this scripture promises no worries. It has no worries in a year of drought. It never fails to bear fruit. Why? Deep down, where the core of ourselves is, where Jesus lives, the Holy Ghost is there, pulling water from the source, God himself. You know, I have oak trees around my house. And I got to tell you, in fact, the cement in our driveway, if we didn't have pilings, and the cement in our sidewalks breaks all up. Why? The roots of those mighty oaks. You think they're minding their own business and not pulling water just because it don't want to break up the sidewalk cement? No, my friend, just the contrary. Those roots of the oak, if it's dry out, will pull under my house, under my driveway, under the street to get water. And aren't we compared? Isaiah said, you're an oak of righteousness. Come on, got to work with me a little bit on this tree thing. We're the mighty oak. Our roots are going deep to get to the water source. so that even if we're in a season of drought, little dry time there, waiting on God for some things, no worries. We're not afraid because we're drinking from the supply of the Spirit of God. Woo! All right, join me for more tomorrow. Can you tell I love all this on A Future Note with Anna Donnie? God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.